story today that Mark Cuban is being sued by a group led by Ross Perot Jr. concerning funds diverted from the American Airlines Center to the Mavericks. Well, joining us now on the ticket hotline to clear this up is the Mavs owner himself, Mark Cuban. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
Well, tell us a little bit about this. Is there anything to this charge?
Okay, let me get this straight. Ross Perot Jr. wants money that I allegedly owe him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, too bad! But, you still there?
Yeah. I thought you had more in your monologue.
I expected more laughter.
Yeah, you didn't get much. Just like your TV show.
Hey, I'm rich, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let's get some things straight here. I'm rich. You don't have to worry about my business, okay?
Okay.
It's so complicated, you couldn't understand it.
All right, I'll give you that.
This is a personal matter, and Ross Perot Jr., he's just upset about something that happened in our personal life.
What was that?
I didn't invite him to my billionaire sleepover. It was me, Tom Hicks, even though he's kind of a poser now.
Right.
Harlan Crow and Jerry Jones.
Wow, I didn't know billionaires had sleepovers.
Yeah, and I didn't invite Ross Perot Jr., and guess who shows up in the middle of the night in his Winnie the Pooh pajamas?
Who?
Ross Perot Jr.
He wanted to be there.
And I looked at him and I said, you are not coming in here. I was already annoyed the fact that he interrupted our game at Spin the Bottle.
Uh-huh. So what else did you do? What do you do at these things?
We laugh about how much money we have.
Uh-huh.
Sit around and laugh about that. We check each other's online statements. And then we dare each other to show us each other's privates. You know, typical sleepover stuff. I'm so mad at Ross Perot Jr., though. I wish I could just talk to him right now.
Well, I do believe he's actually...
Can I say something here?
Yeah, this is
Ross, I hate his voice.
Ross Perot Jr. joining us on the ticket.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I say something? All right, this guy owes me money, and I want it.
Uh-huh.
And I got a chart here to prove it. I got a chart, and you can go to procharts.com.
I owe you nothing.
You owe me a lot of money, and you know it. All right? Now, that giant sucking sound that you hear is a Mark Cuban-led NBA team in the finals, all right?
At least we got there. You owe me money for bringing a winner to Dallas.
Now that I let Victory Park go back to the bank,
uh-huh.
I'm looking for other business ventures here.
Yeah, okay. You're so good at that. How's that hedge fund working out?
It didn't work out too well, but that's all right. We got rid of that thing. Can I finish?
Yeah, I'd say anything. Go ahead. I'd say a thing.
Why am I here? I want to promote my new product. Can I do that here?
I dare you to promote your new product.
All right. It's penis cream.
Sorry?
We didn't have an ending.
And our slogan is, it makes your privates all lotiony. So buy this stuff.
That's how you're trying to make money these days.
I'm doing anything, all right?
That's what he came up with for an indie.
I'm struggling. The Germans took over Victory Park. I'm struggling.
Well, I hate to hear these billionaires bickering like this in our town, so I hope you guys can figure this out.
I've had enough.
No, you listen to me.
Wait.
All right? You shut your trap. Listen to me. You invite me to that next slumber party.
No.
I'm going to be there, and I tell you what. If you don't let me be there for that, I'm going to blow your Frankenstein head off.
I dare you.
I'll do it. I got the actual pistol that John Wilkes Booth took Lincoln's head off with. I own that, and I'm going to shoot you with it.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
You know, somehow, I'm thinking that when they meet with an arbiter or, you know, in a courtroom, it's going to be a bit more civilized.
I don't know. Cuban's pretty childish sometimes with his argument tactics.
Sounds like Ross Jr. is too.
All right, it's 8:49 here on...